Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Trumbo, a biography of the Oscar-winning screenwriter who broke the Hollywood blacklist. By Bruce Cook. Read by Luke Daniels. Chapter 1. The Lion in Winter. The production chronicle of Papillon is such a saga of bad luck, dissension, and difficulty that it seems remarkable that a motion picture came out of it at all, much less the reasonably successful one it turned out to be. There were financial problems right from the start. One company started the project, only to drop out when the budget began to get out of hand. That was when Allied Artists took it over. And when that happened, it was decided that the picture needed the sort of box office insurance that Two Stars could provide. Make it a kind of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid on Devil's Island was the idea. Steve McQueen in the title role was good, but Steve McQueen plus Dustin Hoffman as his prison pal would be that much better. Hoffman, it turned out, was willing, and the deal was consummated only a short time before they were committed to begin production. The trouble was the screenplay they had in hand by Lorenzo Semple Jr., though otherwise quite satisfactory, had no part in it for Dustin Hoffman. A star needs a starring role. One would have to be written for him, and it would have to be done almost simultaneously with production. In a situation like that, there is one writer, and just about one alone, to turn to. "I may not be the best screenwriter in Hollywood," Dalton Trumbo once said, "but I am incomparably the fastest." There are many who consider him the best, too, among them. Franklin Schaffner, the director of Papillon, who put the problem before Trumbo and explained that it would mean coming along on location to rewrite the script as it was being shot. Trumbo took the job for a good price. He was still trying to write himself out of the financial hole he'd been put in by the failure of his own production of Johnny Got His Gun. There was very little he could do in the way of preparation and research, for there simply wasn't time for that. He read Papillon, of course. "A pretty damn dull book, if you ask me," he later commented. He sketched out a structure to accommodate Dega, the counterfeiter, the character to be played by Dustin Hoffman. A basic outline structure that satisfied everybody, more or less. As for building the role of Dega, there wasn't much to go on in the book by Henri Charrière. He was only a minor character, in the story and quickly out of it. For the film, of course, he would have to stay in. What sort of man would he be? Trumbo and Hoffman got together during the few weeks that remained before shooting began and talked at length about the problem. And the longer they talked, the better Hoffman got to know Trumbo, and the more certain he was that Dega should be in some important ways like Trumbo himself. "He's a real feisty man," Hoffman later told an interviewer. "And he's got a combination of toughness and sophistication and integrity that I felt were right for Dega. So I said, why didn't he write the character off himself, so to speak?" And that was what Trumbo did. Traveling off to Spain with only 60 pages completed of a very long script. And then to Jamaica, writing never more than 20 pages ahead of them as the film was being shot. It is not, to say the least, an easy way to work. But Trumbo was equal to the job, and if there were delays in the production of Papillon, and there were plenty, they were not attributable to him, as long as he was on the picture. The shooting in Spain went well and quickly enough. This was the part of the film that was supposed to take place in France. The prisoners bound for the penal colony herded like animals through the streets by soldiers, and into a dusty, sun-baked prison yard. There they're made to strip and listen as the warden of the prison informs them that few of them will live out their prison terms, and that none will return home again. That for France they no longer exist. It is a cruel speech, certainly, but important, and even necessary in that it perfectly sets the tone of the film, preparing the audience for the saga of inhumanity that is to follow. In the picture, it is delivered by the man who wrote it, Dalton Trumbo.